Governor Stitt repeals rules allowing people to change their sex markers on driver's licenses and a measure to open up Oklahoma's bear season 2 weeks early. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma lawmakers have removed rules that allow people to change their sex marker on state driver's licenses. CR Pfeiffer reports Governor Kevin Stitt signed HJR 1032 Tuesday.
Administrative rules allowed Oklahomans to change their gender marker on driver's licenses in line with a physical or psychological sex change. Now, those rules have been stricken. Bill authors say their resolution removed outdated language. But attorney Josh Payton says he's been able to legally help more than 300 transgender Oklahomans amend their name and gender on official documents, including driver's licenses, since 2020.
It should be an inherent right for people to change their identification.
Payton argues the resolution differs from federal law, that the rules lawmakers removed were added to comply with. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State lawmakers are thinking of ways to change property taxes around the state. And as Lionel Ramos reports, the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce is interested in the topic and hosted a luncheon Wednesday to spark conversation.
The event included a one-on-one discussion between the chair of the chamber, Mike Ross, and Governor Kevin Stitt, who pitched a proposal to freeze property taxes around the state. Mike Fina, who directs the Oklahoma Municipal League, spoke on a property tax panel following the governor. He says what the state needs is tax reform, not cuts.
Reform requires policy change. We're not talking about policy, we're talking about cutting numbers back. That's problematic. If they actually wanted reform, we wouldn't be sitting here at the Oklahoma City Chamber. The three of us would be sitting at 23rd and Lincoln explaining this to legislators.
Meanwhile, some lawmakers are proposing a complete elimination of property taxes, while others focus on specific exemptions. None have proposed a plan to replace the money lost from reducing property tax revenue. I'm Lionel Ramos.
State lawmakers are considering a measure that would open Oklahoma's bear season 2 weeks early. Grayson Wheeler reports the bill's author says it would protect residents from black bears encroaching on their property. But wildlife officials say the state's bear population is already well-balanced.
Okmulgee Republican Representative Scott Fettgatter says his measure aims to minimize bear encounters, but he doesn't think it will lead to overharvest.
I have no intention of devastating the harvesting of the bear population in Oklahoma.
Micah Holmes with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation says opening archery season for black bears in mid-September would likely result in many more bear kills. Oklahoma's black bears start finding dens in October and November, but in September, they're still out and about and more likely to be drawn by bait.
If we had to open up an earlier season, we would have to look at other ways to moderate the harvest, to kind of keep it right where it is.
He says that could mean limiting bear license sales, restricting the season to certain geographic areas, or adjusting quotas. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma City officials marked a milestone in the construction of a new animal welfare center. A $42 million project reached the halfway point Tuesday. The shelter is being built behind the current facility on Southeast 29th Street. The city says the building will be 70,000 square feet with separate wings for cat and dog kennels and outdoor play yards. The shelter is expected to open in the fall. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.